This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're holding now Mishnah Perikei, Mishnah Yudtes. We make our way through Shas, Mishnayis. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Kol Avo Shintluya B'Dover, Batel Dover B'Tela Avo. Any love that depends on something, Kluya B'Dover, this depends on something, Batel Dover B'Tela Avo. The thing that it depends on becomes, it ends. The thing that it depends on is not that doesn't exist. The love ends. It says the Rav. When the thing is the cause and the reason for that love, if it's tloy in that thing, when that's batel, the siba's batel, the avas gam ava b'teila. Says the Mishnah, b'she'enet tloy b'dava, but it's not dependent. Avas not dependent upon anything. Ain't b'teila oila, it will never be batel forever. Avas she'enet tloy b'dava, says the Rav, batel. If we call avas she'enet tloy b'dava, batel el b'dava kayin. Can avas hatika v'chacham. Eina b'teila l'oilam. It's not totally b'dova bottle, that's what he says. It's not totally b'dova bottle, b'dova kai. When the av is not totally, the av is not totally b'dova bottle. That's what the Rav learns pshat. He learns, the Rav learns pshat, when the av is totally in the b'dova bottle, the b'dova that's not miskayim. So the Mela, obviously that Ava will not last because the thing that's dependent upon doesn't last. But if the thing that's dependent upon is something that lasts, and that the Rav gives an example, because when Ava is HaTzadikim HaChachomim, the Ava of Tzadikim HaChachomim, Eina B'Teil Oilam. Kshem Shadova Shu Sibelo Yisrael the Ava Eina B'Teil. Just like the thing that's dependent is not Batel Oilam. Kach Eina Ava B'Teil Oilam. So the Ava is not Batel. And this is the sword, says the Me'iri says over here, that a person loves another person. And the reason of love is a selfish reason. It's for his own benefit. That's what he learns, Avashi Kluya B'Dava. It's something that the person who's seeking the love, he needs something from it. It's a selfish reason he wants the love. Once the reason ceases to apply, the love will not endure. For example, a person loves another person because of the money or the power that he has. Or if a man loves a woman because of her beauty, says the Magen Avraham, the love will not last any longer than the power, money, or beauty lasts. But if he loves the etzem, then the love will last. And the first rule is mamshech with this yisoy, that the love in such cases is not for the other person, for the benefits that person he receives. So Mela Be'etzim, the love is for himself. As the famous story goes with Lopians and with others, that they were talking about the Eden of love. And he says, the person was saying that he loves fish. And yet when he goes in and he goes to a restaurant, he devours the fish. So how can he love the fish? He loves himself and he loves the benefit the fish gives him. That's what people usually say when they love something. The common way that people talk when they say the word love is they love this, means they love the benefit that they get from this. But that's not true love, as we know, if that's the right love, Ava, the root is to give and not to take. Ava, but the way people look at it, the way people discuss Ava, it's about what I can take, what I benefit, what I take from it. But it's just the opposite of what Ava is. Ava is the yisoid of love, is what I give, what I'm ready to be mysa nefesh for, whatever to dedicate myself to. And as we see, Ava Hashem, Ava Hashem Legecha, B'chol Olav Avcha, what are you ready to give up? Not what are you ready to take. B'chol Olav Avcha, you have to give up the utmost in order to show how to get Ava Hashem. And that's the Mishnah, Ava Kla Kli B'Dava, What's Avah? Tluy v'dover is the Avah of Amnon v'somar. Amnon was the son of David HaMelech, and Tamar was the daughter of David from a different mother. The Psukim tell us, you see Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph, the Psukim tell us that Amnon had loved Tamar because of her beauty, and his desire was so strong that he violated her against her will. Immediately after that, however, his love ended and he began to hate her. So it was very clear that the whole love that he had was only for it was selfish love. And since it was based on lust, the love disappeared as soon as the lust was over. So Mela, that's... So, but V'she'en Kli V'Dover, that's Avas Dover Yonason. As we know, Yonason was the son of Shaul HaMelech, and David and him were very close friends, and they felt only a pure, unselfish connection for each other. And even though Yonason should have succeeded as far as the king, he gave over, he accepted the Bereshim's Ratzon, that obviously, that David should be the new king. And when Shaul tried to kill David, Yonason helped David to escape, suffering from this his father's terrible chaos and anger towards him, rather than seeking David to get help. And Shaul told David to Avos David Yonason, and it's evident that the Avos endured from the hesped that David gave a Yonason. David said that the connection was greater, the love was greater than the love for a woman, Shmuel Beis. A man's love for a woman is because of physical attraction. They were selfish to each other, with friends who would ever do anything for each other. Some Rishonim, which is based on a different text over here, explained the Mishnah a little different. That, and this is Bemis Rav holds, that the relation based on material values will come to an end. But a relation based on godly values, which is the Rav's pshat, as we mentioned before, that the Talmud Chacham have love for the Torah's wisdom and the love of the tzaddikim for what's right, for exemplary behavior. That's going to last forever, because these vows are eternal. That's some siva for the love. The thing that they love is something that's eternal. And that's why the love of Yonatan and David endured, because both of them were motivated by the desire to do only Ratzon Hashem. That's what Rav says, Avos Avodatam Bnei Yofya, Avos Dover Yonatan L'Hashlem Ratzon Koina. They only want to do Ratzon Hashem, but Amla Yonatan L'David. You'll be the king. He was ready to be second in command, even though he was had an entitlement being the son of the king. But since he knew Ratzon Hashem was that David should be the king, so he was ready to step down, give over, be second in command. And this is the Yisoy, that where is the Ratzon Hashem? And that's what that's the reason why the Koch of the Av is coming from that Yisoy, that we want to do Ratzon Hashem. Avada, it will last forever. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.